North Carolina's charter schools are seeing troubling trends in academic performance, even as their popularity grows. That created some intense discussions at the State Board of Education yesterday, as WFAE's Ann Doss Helms reports.
Last year, 42 of North Carolina's 178 charter schools were rated low performing. That's almost 24%, compared with 19% of the state's traditional public schools. That was just one of the troubling academic measures that Charter School Director Dave Machado reported to the State Board of Education on Wednesday. The annual charter school report raised some tough questions about a form of public education that's growing every year. This year, North Carolina has about 116,000 students in 196 charter schools, which report to independent boards rather than school districts. Granted, many charter schools also perform well. 79 earned A's or B's last year based on student test scores. But they underperformed traditional public schools on academic growth and saw many measures trend down last year. Alex Quigley is a former charter school principal who chairs the state's Charter School Advisory Board. He said the absence of a district bureaucracy and freedom from some regulations is great when a charter school has a strong leader, but that's not always the case.
I do think in a charter school world, there is less of a safety net. There are fewer controls and checks and balances that you would have at a district, so I think that can accelerate failure in some cases when you have a poor leader.
In charter schools and school districts, failure tends to track poverty levels. The charter report shows that 95% of the charter schools that earned A's had poverty levels at or below 20%. Meanwhile, 83% of the F charter schools had poverty levels of 40% or higher. About a dozen of last year's low-performing charter schools are in the Charlotte region. Machado says his office doesn't have enough staff to provide ongoing support for low-performing schools.
Unfortunately, we make a site visit, we give them a report, and we don't have the manpower to go back again to see if they've improved until next year if they're on the same list.
Some Board of Education members questioned Quigley about the advisory board's decision to rewrite the annual report, removing some comparisons between the racial demographics in charter and district schools. James Ford, a Charlotte education consultant and former teacher, says the state can't shy away from racial disparities.
If it's a matter of accuracy, I get it, you know, but if it's because we think things will get blown out of proportion or won't play well in the media or conform to a prescribed agenda, then I think we're moving out of the realm of public accountability and we're moving into public relations.
Quigley, the advisory board chair, says the state should dive deeper into all sorts of charter school data, especially given the surge in schools and enrollment since the state lifted a 100-school limit in 2011.
It seems timely, right? Because we're roughly six, 7 years since the cap has been lifted, and we're about to reach the point where we have doubled the number of charter schools in the state.
But Quigley said the annual report, which is required by the General Assembly, may not be the right format, and he questioned whether the state's charter school office has the staff and expertise to do that work. Meanwhile, the state is about to decide on another round of applications to open new charter schools in 2020 and 2021. For WFAE News, this is Ann Doss Helms.